Hello and a warm welcome to the very first podcast of Radio Lammermuir. Join us for a weekly insight into the Lammermuir Festival 2012, where we go behind the scenes with this year's artists, venues and the people who make the festival happen. I hope you can join us each week as we count down to the Lammermuir Festival.
I'm with the Lammermuir Festival directors James Waters and Hugh MacDonald at the launch of the third Lammermuir Festival. James, how did it all start?
The Lamp of Lothian has a long history of presenting music. In fact, it started off with the Duchess of Hamilton, Yehudi Menuhin. This festival actually came out of the fact that when I was at the Edinburgh Festival, Hugh, my colleague, was running the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra. And in a pub after a concert one night, Hugh said, you know, there's a fantastic festival to be done in East Lothian. I live here. And you grew up here, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I was born in Haddington and lived here until I went to university. So I had thought that it, because the county is so self-contained and actually so little known and so beautiful, with some beautiful villages, some beautiful buildings as well, that it would make an ideal place for a small-scale festival.
And what can audience expect at this year's festival?
Well, there are a number of strands. When we invented the festival in 2010, we always felt there would be a Bach strand. Our key venue, St Mary's, is an absolutely fantastic acoustic for Bach, and therefore this festival opens with the Dunedin Consort doing a performance of the John Passion. There's also quite a lot of Baroque music, and also we have large amounts of Handel, don't we?
Yes, in fact, we've got a whole day of Handel. We've got three concerts on the second Saturday of the festival, featuring this incredible composer. We'll hear some of his chamber music. We'll hear some organ concertos. We'll hear some excerpts from some of his opera. That's the sort of, I suppose you might say, the climax of our kind of sort of Baroque thread that runs through the festival.
And Hugh, can you tell me a bit about the mix of artists and ensembles we expect to hear this year?
Well, let's start with our brilliant young artist in residence, Sean Shebe, a quite phenomenal guitarist who everyone is very excited about. And Sean will be doing a number of different things during the festival. And that led us actually to create a day focusing on the guitar on the first Saturday.
Well, we describe him in the brochure as a phenomenon, and actually I don't think that's pitching it too high. He's a quite brilliant young guitarist. He's won the Royal Overseas League. He's a Borletti Buitoni scholar. So he'll be doing several things during the course of the week, including playing the Concierto de Aranjuez with the Scottish Chamber Orchestra and also recital in Lennox Love House. And he really is something quite special.
Then we've got, once again, the Navarra Quartet for the third festival running. Brilliant young string quartet. And we've got a series of four lunchtime song recitals featuring some of the most outstanding young singers in Britain at the moment.
We believe in shouting about what's good about Scottish performers, so we work regularly with the Scottish Chamber Orchestra, who are coming this year, BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra, Dunedin Consort, Hebrides Ensemble, but we set that into context with guests coming. So last year we had Atlas and Balsam. This year we have the Cardinals Music, who won a gramophone award for their complete recording of all of Byrd's Latin church music. And so there is always a balance of wonderful Scottish performers in an interesting Scottish context, but also artists visiting from outside.
And actually, the one Scottish ensemble that you omitted was the National Youth Choir of Scotland.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Which is one of the great glories, musical glories of Scotland, and we're very lucky to have them coming to sing in the closing concert.
And last year, the most unusual venue was the Concord Hangar. What's this year's most unusual venue going to be?
Probably the greatest 14th century castle in Scotland, which is Tantallon, near North Berwick, perched on the edge of a very high cliff, looking out to sea, in fact, looking out to the Bass Rock. And when you go down there, actually the Bass Rock looks almost close enough to touch. It's extraordinary.
With its 125,000 gannets.
With all those gannets, yes, exactly. Tantallon is a ruin, of course, but it has an amazing history, and it's one of the most spectacular ruined castles I've ever seen. So we have commissioned a story about the castle and its history from a very distinguished Scottish writer, Angus MacNicol, and a musical score to go with it from Bill Sweeney. And we're staging an amazing light show with images projected onto the building.
And the strapline of the festival, of course, is beautiful music in beautiful places. Tell us how you choose these beautiful places for venues, and are there still more beautiful places to be discovered in East Lothian?
Yes, there are. Luckily, I mean, we started off by doing what we called a venue crawl. Literally got in the car, drove around and found places. We know someone whose father was head of planning in East Lothian for 25 years, so we know all the interesting spaces, or we can find them. And the kind of thing that's really special is somewhere like Winton House, where there are real Canalettos on the wall, Canaletto pictures of Venice. Venice is La Serenissima. Venice was the home of Vivaldi, and we have a group at the festival called La Serenissima, who are world leaders in Vivaldi performance, performing Vivaldi. That kind of thing just makes playing the festival fun. There are lots of beautiful old venues. There are also rather wonderful new things, which is why we worked in the Concord Hangar. We have aspirations to do something seriously silly at Cockenzie Power Station. We're starting to talk with the Seabird Centre about doing something next year. So there are real possibilities. Also, actually, we're open to suggestions of places we haven't thought of yet.
And as well as all this beautiful music and all these beautiful places, what else is there to do during the festival?
There are actually a number of really good eateries in East Lothian. We're working quite closely with a number of these establishments to promote what's going on in terms of food and drink. One of the aims of the festival is to make the audience aware that in addition to coming to East Lothian for a week of great music, they will not be bored the rest of the time. So there are a number of heritage sites. We're promoting a number of walks as part of the festival. Some gardens are opening. There are new heritage buildings opening. It's actually a really special place to spend a week.